If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we get to have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. Thanks for staying up.
We have had almost 1 year of sleepovers as a married couple.
Vibes.
Sheesh, brother.
Absolute sheesh, brother vibes. We'll touch back on that in 1 second, but right before we started recording, Cammie said, "Do you want to leave your hood like that?" Anyone that is just listening, my hood is on my head like hoods should be. It's just hooded.
It's hooded and tied. You're very close in. Okay, you want to know why I said it, though?
Yeah, and then I want to tell you why I'm leaving it this way.
Okay.
Go.
Well, you have it like that a lot.
Okay.
But, and that's great. And I know most of the time it is like intentional. But so today, Taryn went to the DMV. We both had to get new license and change our names. And before she went.
My new name is Rhonda.
Nice. Rhonda Rousey?
Nope. Rhonda Arnold Scott.
But before you went, I was going to say like, "Oh, don't forget, they're going to take your picture." And I didn't say it because I was like, "Oh, that sounds rude," reminding her, because it sounds like I'm insinuating she must not know if she's going what you're wearing or whatever. But then she texts me and I wasn't thinking that. I was just like, does she know? Because mine was expired. So I had to go take my photo. It was a whole thing. It's going to be her horrendous photo, but that's a story for another time. But I was like, "Oh, I should tell her that even though yours isn't expired, you're probably gonna have to get a new photo." And I didn't say,
"Why are you talking about me in this? Why are you talking about me like I'm not here?"
I don't know.
Talk to me.
Hi. But I was thinking, like, you probably don't know you have to get your photo taken. And I was like, "No, of course she knows."
I didn't know.
And I don't want to say it because then it's gonna come off like I'm being critical of your appearance. And
then I should have been critical of my appearance.
And then I was just like, "Oh yeah, I'm not gonna say anything. That would be not nice." And I didn't say anything. And then I got a text a little bit later being like, "I have to take a freaking picture." And I was like, "Yeah."
Yep. So I went to the DMV today looking like this, and I took a picture. I'm gonna look like a little freaky freak. I know
a little freaky freak.
I didn't have my hood on. I did smile. No, there was Cammie's situation, it sounded like yours, she didn't even warn you or anything and just weirdly took the picture.
My lady hated me. Everyone else at the DMV was the nicest humans I've ever met in my life. I was like, I felt like I was in Jury Duty, the show, and I was like getting pranked because everyone was just like so silly and fun.
Yeah.
And then the lady who took my photo didn't want to say two words to me, which I was there right at 5, which is when they're closing. So she probably just wanted to get the hell out of here. I have no bad blood with this woman. But she was like, "Okay, stand there, be still." And I was like, "Okay." And I'm like smiling, doing whatever. And then I'm waiting for the flash to go off. It doesn't. And I'm like, I heard a click. I'm like, "Did it go off? Did it not?" And I stood there for like over a minute until the flash went off. So who knows what I looked like in my picture.
Mine, she said, "Are you ready?" Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Did she let you see it?
No. And I went like this. And that's like, me smiling.
Hood up.
No hood down. But the reason I'm wearing my hood like this in this moment is because I saw a comment on one of our YouTube videos of people being like, oh, it doesn't look like cozy sleepover vibes when you guys aren't on your bed and yada yada shiba dibby dibby. And I thought, you know what? You want to see what I'm like in the evening?
You want to see my true peaky self of my cozy sleepy mode?
This is me.
No, true cozy sleepy you is asleep on the couch at 8 p.m.
I can't believe I fell asleep during that movie again last night.
I can. It was really cute.
Did you actually love it?
Yeah, I actually really liked it.
It's called Upgraded.
Yeah. You got to finish it.
I will. I'm going to go on the Pelly after this.
It was like not a stereotypical rom-com, but yeah, I mean, I guess it had all the elements. I don't know. I really liked it. I thought it was super cute.
It was like Emily in Paris, and then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this girl's traveling. Oh.
It was giving me like Devil Wears Prada.
Oh.
That vibe. I really liked it. I thought it was cute.
Devil realness.
Yeah. Devil realness.
Love that.
As y'all know, this is Year of the Bebe.
Year of Bebe.
But I have been doing a lot of research. I think because I'm so nervous medically, I just want to know everything.
Yeah.
I think if I know going into stuff, it makes me less scared.
Yeah.
But I've also noticed that I've almost hyper-focused on the vein aspects so I don't have to think about the medical stuff.
Okay. Like, what are you hyper-focusing on?
A new thing every day. But mm-hmm. Did you know there's a thing called pregnancy nose where your nose gets really big?
No.
Yeah. You say nose?
No. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I'm now freaking terrified.
Well, okay.
I already don't like my nose.
How does a nose grow?
So I am going to bullshit this, so I didn't research it enough, but I'm assuming mm-hmm. because I do know your skin gets more oily mm-hmm. when you're pregnant. And there's an Accutane nose where people's nose gets really small when they're on Accutane.
Oh.
Because your skin stops producing oil. So then it like shrinks up the oil glands and tightens the nose.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's the reverse of that where more oil is produced and it kind of like swells up your nose.
Well, that's okay.
Or just general like swelling as one does with their body.
Well, I love you. So it'll be all right.
That is nice. But I'm still...
That is nice. However, love is not enough.
Love is not blind.
Love is not nose. Love is nose.
I do love that you will love me even with a big nose.
To be fair, I don't know how I'll feel.
Cool. Anywho.
Dude, what did I say to you and Sim the other day? And you guys were like so blindsided.
Okay. Whoa. So last night we were watching Love is Blind.
Two nights ago.
We were watching Love is Blind. Honestly, I have no idea how we got here, but basically we were talking about like being protective over your person
mm-hmm.
and
oh yes,
you remember?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was honest with my friend and colleague.
Am I the friend or a colleague here, you
get to decide in this scenario.
I don't like either.
However, I was being honest. I brought it up, so I'm not ashamed to say what I'm gonna say.
It makes it okay because you said it first.
Yes.
It's like Clay being like, I'm so afraid to cheat. And it's like, if he cheats, at least he brought
that
it
didn't
up.
Make it okay. That was different energy. I basically said that one thing that makes me feel really safe about being with Cam
yes.
is that I feel like you are so protective of me, especially yeah. in like an intense situation.
Yeah. In a crisis, I would sacrifice myself to protect you. We were saying like, Taryn gets very nervous in a movie theater, for example.
Yes.
I clock all the exits. I tell her the plan if anything were to happen. I tell her what she's going to do.
Yep.
And it typically involves her running and getting out of there and me protecting her.
Which I didn't ask for.
No.
I want to be real. I didn't say, you got to protect me, watch my back, lay on top of me, the whole vibe. But that's Cammie's natural instinct. I find that nice.
And you said to that.
That is not my natural instinct. My natural instinct is run, but... Where the hairs got crossed in this specific conversation is our sweet friend Simeon was like, well, not sweet, fucking bitch, Simeon was like, oh, so you would just like leave her?
She was like, I cannot believe you're admitting this out loud.
Oh, you're going to like put her in danger, dee-doo-dee-doo. And I was like, no, that's not the case. It's like I would hold hands and we would run.
Yeah, you're not saying you will take my body and put it in front of you as a shield.
That's what she
said.
But
you are definitely not taking your body and putting it in front of me as a shield where I would use my body to shield for you.
I'm being honest.
I appreciate the honesty.
I don't think I would do that.
Listen, baby, You're married. We definitely know our strengths and we know our weaknesses. And we, not even that these are strengths or weaknesses, we know our innate abilities and natural instincts.
Yeah.
And we've learned to use them to our advantage.
And my natural instinct is to get out of the crisis situation with you.
Yeah.
But not to take the danger away from you instead of me.
Yes.
Which is the truth.
You're like, I hope we both get out, but if only one can survive, it's going to be me.
No, okay, but then the example that I used was, if there was a fire in the house, I would not leave the house without Cammy.
Well, you do because I say get out. You're not like running
but in my scenario,
yes,
the house is burning down. I'm not like, get out, babe, and then I go running. Yeah. I'm like, come on, let's go. But then I would never run back in. Cammy would be like, I gotta get something or whatever, and you'd go back in.
Yeah.
Unless it was for the dogs, I would go back in.
Would you go in for the dogs?
Are you fucking kidding me? You know how that would feel if I let the dogs die in this house?
Yeah, it would be awful.
I would never.
I'm just saying. You wouldn't put yourself at risk.
I would go back in for you, too.
Yeah.
But I would. Yeah, I would. I guess I'm just talking specifically about a shooting situation.
Yeah, I think
I wouldn't think to cover your body. That's all.
I think it is very specific.
I would think to run.
Yeah.
And I find it very important that we all know that.
I know it.
I've been
knowing it. I accept it.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm not offended by it.
What else have you been learning about our pregnancy journey?
Okay, I have been learning a lot lately, so I'm going to share a few facts with you on things. I'm curious if you know or don't know them. So I've been partnering with the Nuco. They're the supplement brand that I take for my pre and probiotics. And I didn't even know this, but they have like a whole skincare line, which,
and it's great.
It's, oh my God, it's so good. I didn't realize, I have really sensitive skin and I'm always using stuff that's like skin barrier, but they are specifically made for your microbiome, which most of that is your skin and your gut. These products, I wanted to switch over before we got pregnant because we'll get into that. But there's a lot of products you can't use, which I'm sure you know. No, you don't know.
Nope.
You're shocked by that? Like, you know there's stuff you can't eat.
I know there's stuff you can't eat, but I guess, like, I don't know, like what, just retinol or something?
Yeah, well, I guess we'll get into that in a second. I thought you may have already known that.
I mean, I guess I could deduce that, like, there's probably the more intense products you shouldn't be using.
Yeah, I mean, it's so confusing. There's just so much information. There's so many things like, do this, don't do that. But Jules, who's the co-founder of the Nuco, she has, I mean, obviously she's an expert in this because she owns the Nuco, but she's gone through IVF.
Yeah.
So I've just been like, she's my little IVF guru now. Like every time we have I'm like, oh, I have a meeting with them, and Taryn hears us like laughing and gossiping.
I'm like, who is your new bestie?
No, I'm obsessed with her. But she has basically given me like a to-do list. This is what you need to have. Like, she literally has our list of stuff, which you have to be taking too, because a lot of it's for egg retrieval. It's not just for going through IVF. Okay. You have to do egg retrieval.
Yeah.
So your hormones are going to be all funky too.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to jump to a fact because this is going to affect you a lot.
Hit me. Oh.
When we do...
Horrifying.
I know. When we do...
I'm going to jump to a fact. This is going to affect you a lot.
Baby, you're going to fucking hate this one. But hit it's going to feel good to know going in. I'm ready. Especially you with health anxiety, to be like, this is normal.
Is my nose going to grow?
No. Oh, I don't think so. When we do egg retrieval, it causes bloating, constipation, and cramping. I know. And I know
you already have all of it.
I know you already suffer with some constipation.
And bloating. Have you seen me... I looked at myself in the mirror yesterday and got so sad.
Feel a little bloated?
I saw myself so bloated and I thought, I look like the freaking Grinch.
Oh, your period's coming. The Grinch. What is it about who's that just have this?
I'm not talking about the who's. I'm talking about literally the Grinch.
But you know
when he's like.
But you know the Grinch is a who because he has the same body. He has the little belly and then the thin legs.
So true.
You know? I'm like, are a who, Grinch. Yeah. No, don't let anybody tell you.
Who are you? A who.
But that's when we have to take. Okay. The Nuco has magnesium ease and D-bloat. So we have to take those.
I'll take them both.
Yeah. But it'll be fine because then after your egg retrieval, you know that you're supposed to eat french fries.
Oh.
This is my favorite fun fact.
That's an incredible fact. Okay. Like directly after?
Yes.
4 weeks after?
Forever. No, I'm just kidding. I wish. No, because I'm sure, again, I haven't looked into all the science on all these things. it's about the sodium. Okay. So sure, you could do it in like a healthier way, but you deserve the French fries.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be having French fries.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Does the Nuco have French fries?
What?
Does the Nuco have French fries?
No, we got to go buy those separate.
Shame. I would have liked theirs.
They deliver us like some fresh little French fries and then like a side of the Diplo on the side.
Cute.
But yeah, I've just been learning so much from Joel. So I'm stoked for our process, but I am still deeply nervous and terrified.
I'm excited to go through it with you.
Yeah, I'm excited too. But you can shop the Nuco. You can get 20% off. They gave me a discount code for y'all. Use Cami20 at thenuco.com. And you don't just need to use these if you're pregnant or trying to get pregnant. They're for literally anybody, anytime. I've been taking the pre and probiotics for, I don't know, almost 6 months now.
And you felt so much better on
them. I know. I'm obsessed. I didn't think I was like, I don't need that. I'm so regular with pooping. But it has helped me so much. It's really helped my skin is like the number one thing.
Yeah.
Again, not to focus on just vain things, but maybe I won't get a pregnancy nose then.
Wait, it's Cami 20? I'm gonna use it.
You're gonna use it?
Yeah, I'm gonna go use it. I love the moisturizer.
I have so many of them. They stocked us up. We are so good.
Well, now that we're telling the peepees, what if it sells out?
That's a good point. Gotta get them all.
Gotta get them all.
Gotta catch them all. Okay, then I was talking to my friends Rose and Rosie, and I was like explaining, they are from the UK. I was explaining our process and where we're at and blah, 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 all this stuff. And they were like, we were shocked to find out that you can pick the sex of the baby. So we have talked to you guys on here.
We know that.
We can pick. They couldn't pick. When you do IVF in most other countries, you can't pick.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm proud to be an American.
But then it like even, I know we talked about the moral dilemma about it.
Yeah.
And now it's given me even like a crazier issue because I'm like, why? They're not allowing places to do this. Should we not do it?
Should we be able to?
Yeah.
That's a something.
I know. And we had that whole episode about like, this is what we would pick in our sperm donor and this is what we would do for the baby. And I'm like,
now you feel bad.
No, I feel weird. You still want to pick the baby?
No, honestly, whatever. I would like to have one of each, but who fucking, whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's right. I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay,
that's interesting. I'm a little torn up about that.
I know. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. I'm having existential.
Okay, Troy,
I feel like
Bolton.
The Google search from last episode. What's right? What's wrong?
I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. Should I play basketball or try out for the school musical?
If only it were that easy.
Why am I feeling so...
And then... You have a song? Are you trying to think of a song or are you making
up a
song?
I was trying to think of a song from High School Musical. Why am I feeling so... No. My head in the man and my heart's in the song.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
She makes me feel so right.
It's beautiful. Is that in the second or third? Because I don't think I've seen
this. Bro, we got to watch them all.
Oh, I'm so behind. Okay, wait. The last thing I want to talk about with IVF and pregnancy is the reason why you can't take certain products, like use it, whether it's skincare or perfumes, is because they're endocrine disruptors.
Hmm.
Do you know what that means?
I assume there's some endocrines.
I feel like we hear that all the time. I've been like, endocrine disruptor.
Endocrine now doesn't sound like a word.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what this is.
Your endocrine system.
Heard of that for sure, for sure.
But do we know what it is?
It's like something to do with like your cells.
It's all of the parts of your body that like kind of control the hormones.
Okay.
Like keeping your hormone levels. It's like all the organs and all the parts of your body that are controlling that. So you don't want to disrupt your hormone levels when you're pregnant. Which, that makes sense. But also, shouldn't you never want to disrupt your hormone levels?
We should never want to.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you actively want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you
I'm like, wait.
Wait a minute. That makes sense.
A lot of people want to disrupt their hormones. Yeah. And
or if
fair.
They're off, you have to disrupt them to make them on.
Yes.
But you want to stay balanced. So I'm switching up our entire skincare routine, which obviously you have already gotten bored on.
Okay.
And you need to start taking your supplements.
That sounds like a plan, Stan.
Perfect.
Anyone can convince me to take any pill unless it's a drug. Like, I'm like, you got a vitamin for me?
That is so true. You never pop in pills, but you will always be like, if it's vitamin, supplement, if it's something that is going to make me healthier.
I've had four today.
That's great.
Yeah.
What'd you take?
I will not be disclosing
what
that.
What are you popping? I've taken
things
three.
My doctor told me to take.
Mm, yeah. I only took my two Nuco and Lexapro this morning. And then I made a TikTok about it.
Two Nuco and Lexapro.
Is that Nuco and Lexapro?
Okay, rapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, 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 two Nuco and a Lexapro. I be taking pills, don't you fucking know. Okay, one, amazing. Two, I've never heard that voice before, and I think I like it. Two Nuco, na-na-na. You let your DJ career just disappear. We're not gonna harp on
it. I know,
that.
I know.
Did you see the TikTok drama of the boy mom? This does also make me like not want to pick the gender of the baby because I'm like, I don't ever want to be this person.
Boy mom.
Well, it's already gross when moms are like, boy mom, I'm a boy mom. But this mom is a mom to a boy and a girl. And she goes, I love my Harper J or whatever her daughter's name is, but my Jakey. And she's like she loves her. Yes. And I just
like she's just admitting that she likes him better.
Yeah, I don't think she realized what she was doing. She was like, I mean, I love my daughter, but my son. And I was like,
ew.
And we all know my mom's obsessed with my brother. Mom, if you're listening, sorry, it's true.
My mom's obsessed with both of my brothers. Well,
yeah, but like your mom is
my reaction. I'm like, you're my like, mom's obsessed with both of my well.
No, your mom's obsessed with you.
She's obsessed with all of her children.
Yes. But my mom, like, my brother can do no wrong. He's the smartest, funniest, greatest person. I'm like, she probably said this when we were growing up. Like, my Camden, I love her, but my Hartley. My Hartley has my heart.
Ew. Ew,
yeah.
Ew,
ew. Yep. So, I don't know. Maybe we just...
But what's the boy mom drama? Does she go on to say, like, I'm just such a boy mom? Like, that vibe?
She's like, I love being a boy mom, blah, blah, blah. And then you also know that trend of... that sound from Glee where it's like, all this work and where did it get me?
Yeah.
She does that with her daughter and is like, when you have a daughter, but she ends up looking nothing like you. Like, she hates her daughter, I think.
She fucking hates her daughter.
I know. And I'm like, horrific. I had a word with Riggy earlier. I was like, I love you.
You did?
Daughter. And I'm so proud to be your mom.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
Upstairs.
What'd she say?
She was like, cool, mom.
Oh.
I love you too.
She said,
I love my mommy, but I was like, I'm mommy's mommy. Yeah. I was like, you're a mommy's girl through and through. I'm not a boy mom. I'm a dog mom.
That's really sweet.
The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere ribbed sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. kints.com/stayingup.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinsey, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna tending to my garden or closing out the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're going to get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello.
I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host Sierra Schulte, who was on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating your 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
I had a funny thought on the way home from the DMV today.
Oh, yeah?
I was driving and this little car pulled out in front of me, like one of those like...
Didn't know you were going to say car. How long that... This little fucking boy mom
pulled out.
But no, the way it took so long to say car, this little...
Because I was thinking of the car. Brand of car. Like, okay. What are those little...
You're like,
little...
this little fucking Nissan Fiat.
Fiat.
It was a Fiat?
Which, wow, I knew it. It was like a Fiat vibe. It wasn't a Fiat, but it was close. It pulled out in front of me. And my first thought was, I just want to nudge you.
like little like bumper cars?
When I see those little cars, I'm just like, dude, I don't want to hurt you, but I do want to go like... And honey, just see you go like...
In your car, to that little car...
It would crunch
even
it.
A little tip tap,
yeah.
I think would send it into oblivion.
It would crunch it. God. That was such an obtrusive thought, though. Intrusive? Obtrusive. Whoa. That was such an...
Intrusive.
Intrusive thought. I was like, whoa.
Have you ever listened to, like, obeyed an intrusive thought?
I'd be in jail. We'd all be in jail.
No, there's some intrusive thoughts that are like, not the end of the world.
Like what?
I don't know. I just don't think I've ever...
Give me one.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't even say one publicly. I'm like,
Do you remember your first ever intrusive thought?
I can't talk about this. I will spit out.
Okay, moving on. Wait, can we talk about JoJo Siwa then?
Yeah, sure. I don't want to, but we can.
I just want to stay on the baby train. My mind is on babies.
Did you
hear that she said, like, she wants to have babies and have babies soon, like in the next year?
No,
or so?
I didn't hear that she said that. I heard she went, I really want to need a baby. That's how she talks.
Okay, are we haters today?
No, I don't know. Sure. I'm sure she's great.
Okay, well, she said...
No, she's just such a character. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Obviously, JoJo, I know you're watching. I think you're probably lovely, and I bet we would get on, but I thought this video was very funny. Yes, I saw the video.
Oh, you did see
yes.
it. Oh, okay.
That was me impersonating her saying, like,
well,
I just need somebody who wants to have kids.
Yeah.
And she's like 20.
You sound like the lady from Monsters, Inc.
Ross.
Is
that her name, Ross?
Yeah. No. I do sound like but then did you see the next video? She's doing an interview in Florida and like has two tattoos for her kids' names already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Bobby, Joey, and
I forget what their
Teddy,
names
Eddie, and
were.
Betty.
Oh, it was that.
It was like that. Something.
Freddie.
It
was Freddie because I thought Freddie was so cute for a girl.
Freddie.
And it was
Betty,
Freddie for a girl.
And Letty. Teddy.
Freddie. Teddy and something.
Something like that.
I mean.
But she already has tattoos. But
and she looks like G-Flip right now.
That was my other thing. She's cosplaying as G-Flip.
What is she doing?
But did you see that she said that she already has her sperm donor and that they were maybe there and everyone's like, oh, she was in Florida. It's Tyler Cameron.
No.
Which also, score on the sperm, girl.
Bro. Why are we assuming that her being in Florida means that...
Because they're friends, they hang out, and I think he was, like, there during the interview. And they're like, is he here?
Tyler Cameron and JoJo Siwa are having a baby together.
Okay, that is offensive, because I'm not having a baby with our sperm donor. I'm having a baby with you. So I'm going to need you to take that back.
I just want to clarify that Tyler Cameron and JoJo Siwa are having a baby together.
This bitch.
That's crazy. That's spooky.
But yeah, she has fully taken on G-Flip's appearance.
What do you think that is? I think that lesbians are just loving...
What, babies are cosplaying as other people?
G-Flip. Cosplay.
I think JoJo was stuck having to be a caricature of her younger self for so long because she turned that into a career. And then she grew up. She's... I don't know how old she is, but she's over 18. She's like, 20 maybe?
Yeah. I think she's 20.
Yeah. I think she grew up and then didn't get to explore her personal style. So she finds these people that she kind of like looks up to or respects or wants to be like. And then she's like, oh, you look cool. I'll copy and paste this.
I actually think it's a little weird now that I'm thinking about it, that our first reaction is, and everyone's reaction online is, oh, JoJo is cosplaying as G-Flip. Just because there's another lesbian that dresses that way.
I mean, it looks just like her.
But just that is weird.
And out of nowhere. It wasn't like, it was like all of a sudden.
It's not like she's like, I'm going to go be a drummer. She's not like.
Yeah. I mean, like cosplaying her appearance, not her life.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's so crazy that we immediately are like,
yeah.
Oh, she changed her style. It's someone else's, and it's one of the other famous lesbians out of the 30 are.
Well, G Flip isn't a lesbian.
But, oh.
Yeah. They're non-binary.
Okay.
But they do have like a standard style that other people have. So it's like,
got it.
Yeah, sure. It's maybe not. Maybe JoJo's not.
It's kind of like copying. Avril, right?
Yeah, it's giving Avril a little punk rock. But it, like, I mean, you start hanging out with a person and then you start dressing like them, you're cosplaying as them.
I have a question for you.
What?
This is the craze on TikTok, but if you were to work at a baseball stadium selling hot dogs, give me your hot dog call. How would you do it? Just put your mic away for a second.
I think
so
it would,
you can really give it.
I think it would just be very classic.
Just do it. I don't need you to describe it to me. I want you to do it.
Hot dog, get your hot dogs here. Hot doggy dogs. Was that too loud?
No, it looked fine.
Okay.
I would go like this.
Hot dogs!
That for sure
I don't know that I would.
Too loud.
I don't know that I would.
That would be that hard on your vocal cords too. You got to do something that you can repetitively do.
Hot dog, hot dog. Wait.
And you know what? I wouldn't even say anything. Babe, I would find somebody in the crowd, make eye contact with them.
Yeah.
And I'd go like this.
Disgusting.
And they'd feel so uncomfortable that they would have to buy hot dogs.
Wait, I have to play a TikTok of people doing it that I loved.
If you were working at like a sporting event selling hot dogs, what would your hot dog call be?
What would it be called?
Like, how would you sell hot dogs to everybody in the stand? What would your hot dog call be?
Oh.
He's so excited.
What?
Hot doggies! Coming with your hot doggies! Doggy hearts! Get your hot footlong doggies!
Okay. Wait, is he English or did he become English for?
I'm pretty sure he became.
Doggy,
I mean,
get your hot doggy. He wins. He also had thought about that. Doggy. You saw it hit his face, and he was like, "Oh,
doggy hots,
doggy hot,
doggy hot,
foot long doggies."
That was beautiful.
Yeah. What would your what? How this got me thinking of other ways that I might learn about.
What? And then my mommy said to do this. You good, babe?
I wanted other ideas of how you might try to like reach like.
You did not think this through. What do you want me to do?
Okay.
Try again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It really got your gears
Him
going, huh?
Yelling. Mm-hmm. Got me thinking, what are other times when people are yelling? And then I thought, I'm gonna ask Cammy, how would you get my attention in a crowded bar if you couldn't say my name?
Okay, wait, are there any stipulations? Like, I know you already.
It's me.
It's just us.
It's us. But you cannot say my name.
But I can, why can't I say your name?
That's the one.
But I can say something.
There's stipulations. This is the one stipulation.
I know. I just get, you know, I get stuck on these things.
No,
where I'm like,
because
unrealistic.
Of course, if you were in a crowded bar and you're trying to get my attention, you're
but
gonna
isn't
go,
it too loud? Can you hear me?
It's super freaking loud. But yelling is the only way.
Instinctively, I'd just be like, babe. I would just say babe, and then if you're not looking anymore, I don't know.
Nothing.
I think it's just babe.
You just let us go.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, she can't hear me. Guess she doesn't want this drink.
Wow.
Like, is it urgent? Do I need you?
It's urgent. Someone has walked into the bar.
Maybe I would say, Frank Riggins, because I think that would really get your attention right
away.
Oh,
that's good.
Hearing those names together, too.
Yeah.
Or I'd be like, 33.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, yeah. I think I would just say things that I know pique your interest. Oh, no, no. I would pretend to be in a fight with somebody. Immediately. The person next to me, I'd be like, oh, my God, this fucking bitch stole my boyfriend. And you'd be like, I would. You would look so quick.
That's good. That's
immediately, good. You'd be like clocked in. And then you'd be like, I love that. That's just babe. Yeah, that's what I would do. Duh, that's the correct answer.
I'd turn.
Yeah, yeah. I would just have to like cause drama. What would you do to get my attention?
I'd go like this.
Hot doggy. Doggy hot.
Foot long doggy.
Foot long doggy hot.
Okay, then the next one
That's so funny.
The next one that I had was, you know when you're outside of Target and people try to get you to sign a petition?
Yeah, I know. I'm a sucker for all of them.
How would you get what would your intro line be to get them to sign your petition?
Oh, I'd be horrible at this. I literally would just be like, do you want it? And they wouldn't look at me. And I'd be like, it's okay.
But what if you needed the signatures? It was very important. What would your way in be?
I don't know. Do you have one?
No, I just wrote these down before. But I would probably... I would probably own that what I'm doing is annoying. And I think that I would be like,
smart.
I think I'd be like, I know this is so annoying. I'm so sorry. But is there any way I could steal your like 5 seconds of your time? This is really important to me.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Sign it on the way in so you don't have to be annoyed by me on the way out.
I'll leave you alone on the way out.
Yeah.
Or I'll Venmo you a dollar.
That's going to get expensive. No. I like the, oh my God, I know this is so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Really. And then like whatever the cause is, like say it really quickly and just be like.
Yeah.
It's just a signature. It doesn't do anything to you.
I promise they're not going to call you.
Yeah.
Or you could go, hot doggy.
This fucking bitch is pulling my hair. Or just start a fight with them and say you'll stop fighting them if they. Oh my God. Just scream like. They're hurting me!
Oh my God.
And then be like, sign it and I'll stop.
Oh my God. That's so scary.
But like, make it look like they're grabbing you and be like, stop it! Let go!
Wait. You know how like when someone is harassing you, you're supposed to describe what they look like? What if they're walking up to you and you're like,
woman,
6 foot, white male, blue shorts. And then he's like, what? And you're like, sorry, would you just sign this? I'll stop.
Stupid hat.
Oh.
Start insulting him.
And then say what? To get them to be on your side.
I'll shut up.
I'll shut up and I'll tell everyone your hat is actually not stupid.
Oh my God, you see a man and you're like, oh yeah, you have a wife? I knew it. I fucking knew it, Brian.
That's pretty good.
I love where your initial one was like, I'll just call out that I'm annoying and be like, please let me go. And I'm like, be more annoying. Yeah. Be so annoying that signing the thing is the least annoying thing you're doing. Wait,
what if you go like this?
Help. Help. You collapse and they're like, ma'am. And you're like, sign the paper. Why you sign the paper? Did you like my acting? Please sign the paper. Support local arts.
Oh, okay. Also,
you have more? You have more scenarios?
No, that's it on scenarios, but I do have two other things I wrote down.
Okay.
Did you know that Atlanta has a basketball team?
I don't know anything about basketball.
Baby.
Anytime we watch those TikToks where it's like, tell me the city, I'm just going to show you the sports team's colors. I'm like, I'd be so fucking good at this if it wasn't for the basketball team.
It is so rare that I hear of a major league team that I've never heard of in my life.
Okay, wait. Let me think what they'd be called. The Atlanta.
You've never heard of this.
All I can think of is just to say Falcons. The Atlanta. What's the first letter?
H.
Hornets.
Nope.
That's a team, right?
But that is a team.
The Atlanta.
The Hornets?
Yeah. Hound Dogs. Homebodies.
The Atlanta Hawks. I have never heard of that.
That should have been a good guess because of like Falcons, Hawks.
Yeah.
So why'd you say I would never guess it?
I said you would never heard of it.
Mm.
Isn't that bizarre?
Basketball, no. I mean, I guess there's so few teams. I feel like I could, like, I never watch basketball and I could probably list some teams out.
Yeah.
You know?
I just thought of.
Are they new?
No.
How long have they been around?
I saw that they, like, won some award in the 50s.
Mm.
And I've never, ever heard, like, the Lakers are playing the Hawks tonight. It sounds so made up. Wait. I'm like, did you guys get a rebrand? Like, you've never once heard that.
What do they look like?
The Celtics are playing the Hawks.
I'm are like, we sure?
It's making, okay, I, like, literally went down a whole Hawk hole about
this. Oh, my
this.
God. Yeah, they're playing, they just played the Nets yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
wait, babe, in their logo? Oh my god, it looks like a Pac-Man, but it's supposed to be a hawk. Oh, you see it now?
I do see that. I just,
wow,
isn't that crazy?
No, they must have rebranded.
Okay, wait,
where did the Atlanta Hawks move from? Oh my god, they're from Milwaukee.
Look,
the Wisconsin Hawks.
The new name was a tribute to blah blah blah. In 1951 they moved from Milwaukee. In 1955, oh, they've been there since
the 50s.
The team was once again on the move to St. Louis, where St. Louis, Atlanta? That's all right.
No, you're not in Atlanta yet.
Yeah, okay. Keep going. Where they stayed in 1968 when they officially settled in Atlanta as the Hawks. So since the 60s.
Yeah, I'm like, gun to my head, if you said, are the Atlanta Hawks a basketball team? I'd say no, and I'd be dead.
100% I'd be dead.
Immediately dead.
Like, oh, are you a big fan? Yeah, I'm a huge Hawks fan.
Oh, you're lying. Like, that's not real.
I'm like, that's a middle school.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like, is little 10-year-old Bobby on that team?
I saw that you commented on one of Haley's.
Your throat. Whoa.
Okay. I saw that you commented on one of Haley's.
Who's Haley?
Haley, guys, this is so fun. But this girl that I used to work with at Patreon.
Oh, that Haley.
Cool gal.
She's the best. Her TikToks are my favorite.
Has, like, recently become an influencer. Oh, she, and like,
she's so good.
She's so good at it.
Yeah.
It just
she's
blew my
so
mind.
Good at influencing me.
I know.
I'll do whatever you say.
I'm like, you're gonna make it.
Yes.
This is gonna be your career.
And I need
forever.
Her too. And even if she has one fan, it's me. If she has no fans, I'm dead. It's like that thing. Like, 100%. I wholeheartedly just believe
her.
I
just believe her.
Yeah.
But one thing she talked about that we will adopt is every Sunday night, her and her husband do a family meeting.
Yeah.
Did you see this whole TikTok?
No, I didn't finish. I liked it, I think, to watch it later because
so
I didn't have time to hear it.
They do it. They do a TikTok. They do a family meeting. And at the end of the family meeting, they do a thing called Fanos. Have you heard of Fanos?
No.
Okay. I think this will be really good for us.
Ooh.
And any couples, maybe we can all try it together. Fanos is a daily check-in process that is easy and structured, but they do it
they
once
do
a
weekly,
week.
Yeah. Yeah, that so feels more realistic than
it
daily.
It is basically like a structured way to check in with each other. And mm-hmm. The point is not to respond to things. It is completely to like listen to your partner.
It's like air out things. Okay.
And so they talk for like, you each talk for like 3 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
And then no interruptions, no nothing. So you would talk for 3 minutes answering these prompts that I'm about to say. I would talk for 3 minutes answering the prompts. And then if you want to respond to something, you have to wait until the next day.
The next day. So yes. You have to like mull it over, not respond on emotion.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. So Fanos is an acronym.
Yeah, I figured.
F is feelings.
F is for friends.
F is for friends who do stuff together. Feelings.
Okay.
So you share an emotion that you experienced today.
Okay.
You can use the feelings wheel, which is like this really great wheel that has like a million feelings and helps
oh,
you
I
articulate yourself.
Kiddos use that.
You can use the feelings wheel at first as you get more of an emotional vocabulary. So an example of an F would be like, I'm a little scared but hopeful about what's going on with our kids. I feel overwhelmed by work and the kids' schedule. I'm feeling determined to finish the project in the yard this week, and I feel relaxed when we were watching that movie together.
Oh, I like that. Okay. So do you say just what? Do you focus on one thing in these checkups or just like a few? However many that you feel necessary.
Haley said one thing. This article is saying multiple as an okay. example, I think. Or maybe it's just showing multiple examples.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Okay. F is feelings. A is affirmations or appreciations. Mm. So this is a positive word for your partner for who he or she is, and tell him or her something you appreciate that he, that they, this was, just say they.
He, she, yeah, I'm like, just say
this
they.
Is a positive word for your partner for who they are now my brain is like who they are, and tell them something you appreciate that they have done today.
Hmm.
This is a you are blank and I appreciated it when you blank.
Yeah, I like that.
N is needs.
Hmm.
Tell your partner something that you need from them. This could be a need that you just recognized or one that you've mentioned before that has still not been met. Don't skip this one. Sometimes you may have to think a minute before you can verbalize what you need.
Nice.
O is ownership. What have you done wrong that you need to take ownership of? This can be one thing or multiple from that week. And then S is struggles. Agree together beforehand on what, I don't know what this is. It can be any number of things. Some examples are, this one doesn't make sense to me.
What?
Because it says struggle slash sobriety. Agree together beforehand on what struggle slash sobriety topic each of you will discuss. It can be any number of things. Some examples are your sobriety date, recovery work, your diet, exercise, raging,
what?
Perfectionism, criticizing, whatever. If you are an addict, you need to be focusing on sobriety and recovery work. This article got quirky.
Wait, okay. Was this rooted in like recovery culture, maybe?
I don't know.
It's got weird.
I'm going to go to struggle. The example for struggle slash sobriety is, I felt a tug to be defensive today when you told me that you wanted me to do the laundry, but I checked myself at the time.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Something you're struggling with.
Yeah. And within the relationship.
Yes. Well, I mean.
Maybe not.
No, because apparently.
Sobriety.
Sobriety.
Okay.
So I just thought that would be a really fun thing.
I really like that.
For us to try.
I think it's a great idea. I feel like it's just, we've talked about this, but like, I struggle personally to bring up when I'm feeling any kind of like negative feeling within our relationship. I kind of talk myself out of it at first and I'm like, oh, I'm being dramatic or whatever. I try to handle it on my own, but then that creates it festering and lingering, and then it comes out either not in a good way or there's too many things compounded on each other.
Yes.
And then I'm just not in a good way, and then it's not going to be received well, and then it just sets up a bad cycle. But I also feel like it can be really hard to address your partner sometimes. Like, even I've noticed sometimes, like, when I try to bring it up in the moment, maybe it's not the right moment. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not, maybe you're not in a place to receive that. So even if I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it, I'm going to just like share how I'm feeling. If you don't check in that your partner's up to receiving it, even if you share it in a good way, it might not be received well.
Yeah.
So I really like the idea of these check-ins. I know going into the new year, we wanted to do that, and I don't think we really have.
Yeah.
That I like the idea of like, it almost, it's the whole thing of having a roommate to blame the bad stuff on. Mm-hmm. It's like you decide on this process ahead of time. There is an acronym of things we're going to run through. So it's like, hey, you need to answer this prompt. Like, you're supposed to air out what you're feeling.
Right.
Is really beneficial.
I think it'll work. I think it'll be nice for us.
Just I think because, so too.
Also, it'll make you kind of, not you, us, like sit back and be like, oh, is this thing even worth being upset about? Like, mm-hmm. Is it worth that I bring it up now? Can I just bring it up at Thanos?
Yeah.
Thanos.
Sounds like Thanos. I kind of love that.
Do you think that you know what the acronym stands for? Do you think you remember?
Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word? Not attributes, but. Baby, stop.
I'm helping you.
I know what I'm trying to think.
Oh.
I don't know. Whatever you're grateful for that they did. What was the word?
Affirmations.
Affirmations. Attributes, affirmations, same thing.
Same thing.
Needs.
Mm-hmm.
Sobriety.
Did you I said, skip you one? You spelt fans.
Yeah.
Thanos.
Observations. I forget. Fuck. What's up? Oh, you're treating me like I'm in kindergarten. You're like, yeah. Banana.
Ownership.
Ownership. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 O is... Hot I'm just doggy. Like,
I don't think everything needs an acronym. Like,
I feel like Thanos does,
but it's
come along.
But I just feel like sometimes it should like make either or another word. Like, what is like Thanos is just kind of random.
Okay, we can make our own version.
I want to make our own that like
peepees. If you have a good version, send it.
That like sounds better. Like Thanos is just like what?
Thanos sounds bad. Like, yeah. Hey, do you want to do Thanos?
Yeah, it sounds negative. I don't like it.
Do you know what we were doing a year ago today to the day?
Today is the first, so we were either at our we were with our family. We had just gotten to Palm Springs for our wedding weekend, and we were with just our immediate family having dinner at your parents in Palm Springs.
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
That's
Look at this really picture crazy. of us. Oh, this was at our wedding dress shop.
Oh my god, that morning I was picking up. I had to go back.
Mm-hmm. Then I have a picture of us doing the crossword, and it says wedding week crossword and cereal.
Oh my god.
And then I have
cereal. We haven't been eating cereal.
No.
Lately.
No, cereal. We haven't. And then I have all these pictures from the family meal that we had at my parents' house.
Cute.
And then I have pictures of Mia, my niece, pouring your mom wine. Which is so cute.
She was going, "Would you like Cabernet Sauvignon?"
Yeah. And then this is the whole family, yours and mine together. And then us dead asleep on the couch the night before everyone got there.
Oh my god. And your dad asleep.
That's so funny.
I just thought, how freaking cool is that?
That is really wild to think that that was a year ago. Like, I almost still feel like we're in, like, the wedding planning phase.
I miss it, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it.
Miss the planning?
Yeah.
I knew we would.
I'm like, that was fun.
That's why I tried so hard to, like, enjoy it in the moment and not get stressed, because I knew we would miss the planning side of it. That I was like,
fun to plan.
Yeah. It was fun to just have, like, a project that we were working on.
I'm excited for when we have kids that we'll be
planning
all sorts
of little shit.
There's
always stuff to plan, yeah.
I think we have to remind ourselves that we are excited about that, or before it gets like, oh, so much to plan. And
there's always going to be times where it's like overwhelming. But yeah, it's so cool to get to plan those things too. Have you seen on TikTok people saying like baby names that would be cute if they weren't if they weren't something?
Yeah.
There was one that I loved and I forget what it was. Damn it.
One that I thought was so funny was Felony. Like, I'm like, that sounds like such a
baby
name.
Somebody said asthma. And
yeah.
I was like,
that is kind of cute. But Felony, they spelled it like PH, whatever.
Oh my gosh, we name our baby Felony.
No.
It does sound kind of cute.
I'm just realizing that so Peepees were leaving for our little anniversary, one year anniversary.
A couple hours. Well, actually, when you guys are listening to this, we are on our way home.
Yes, we will be on our way home.
Recording this early.
Which I'm so fucking excited. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Get in the sun.
Get
warm. Have a margarita.
Get warm. Have some smooshy. Smoosh and have some smoosh.
And then we're going to tennis at the end of the week, bro.
I thought you were
going to
say Tennessee. I was like, we're going where?
We're going to my favorite tournament, the BNP Paribas Open in Indian Wells.
March is just always a good month.
So good. And then it's this little baby's birthday.
My birthday.
And we have great plans, and it's going to be filled with fun and friends.
Did you see the TikTok I made about being the
this
one?
This podcast should be called Did You See the TikTok?
Yeah, it really should.
What?
I had a thought when I was in the shower. You know how people are like, when someone like hurts them or messes with them, they're like, I'm not the one. Mm-hmm. I'm not that bitch. I'm not the one that you want to mess with.
Yeah.
I think I am the one.
What do you mean?
Like, I just think, like, I'm easy to mess with. I'm like, I'm not going to do anything about it.
Aww.
I was just having that thought in the shower. Aww. I was like, yeah, like, that's so tough to say. Like, you're like, I'm not the one to mess with.
Yeah, like don't mess with me. I'm going to fucking get you.
Yeah, it's like, I will air out your dirty laundry. I will, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to regret messing with me. You're going to need your EpiPen. You're going to choke.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
mess with me.
No, I don't want you to, but if you do, I'm not going to do anything about it.
I'm going to go cry.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think if people were to mess with you, I think something would come out. I think you'd be different than you're expecting.
I've been messed with and I just don't do anything about it.
Okay, gossip pod.
But you know what I mean? I'm like, nah.
That's fair. I hear you. I'm sorry that you're not that.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I need to
mess with
I need
me.
Be a little scarier.
Instead of a listener gossip story today, I found this book on my bookshelf called The Big Trivia Quiz Book.
No.
10,000 questions for all ages.
Oh my God. I used to use this when I had my podcast and I would do a trivia question at the beginning and I would get all of them wrong.
I bought
this book. So bad at trivia.
Because I wanted to learn everything in it. And I've never opened it. So.
Oh my God. We were doing, our friend is getting her green card citizenship. I don't know. She has to take the test. And we were.
So hard.
She was quizzing us from her book. Us and her husband. And we didn't know shit. We know nothing about America.
We're going to quiz each other on one page each.
Okay.
You get to choose your category.
No, just pick whatever.
No.
What are the category options?
History, science and tech, art and literature, geography, music, the natural world, sports and leisure, food and drink, film and TV, potluck. Oh.
Potluck?
Yeah, I don't know.
wait a minute.
Does that like mean something
oh,
else?
Oh God, I don't even remember the categories. Let's just go food and drink. That was one, right?
I feel like you should have done potluck.
I know. I think okay. Potluck's probably just like random, no?
Oh.
You know?
Like all of them? A mix of them all.
Potluck, a hodgepodge.
Okay. So we're going to go.
Was that even one of them? Food and drink? Did I make that up?
No,
food
you did.
And culture?
Okay.
I'm so scared.
This is really.
I'm so scared. I crack under pressure. We were watching The Floor. It's like a trivia show. And it is the easiest trivia show. But oh my God, if I was up there, I would just be like,
So, okay, I'm going to go to the very first food and drink thing. There's literally every page is like a different category. Okay, so we're on easy.
Oh, thank God.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to do the first page in the category and you'll do the same for me.
Okay.
Winner has to give the other...
Oh, I thought that was a question. I was like, what?
Winner has to give the other one a...
5-minute back rub?
5-minute back rub tonight.
Oh. That's stressful. We got to pack. What about on our trip?
On our trip, okay. Then it's 10 minutes.
Okay, deal.
Deal. Okay, I'm only going to ask you the first 5 questions. You're going to ask me the first 5.
Okay, let's go.
Sushi is basically what? Raw fish and rice, pasta, or mashed vegetables?
Raw fish and rice, baby. Lock nice. It in.
What is penne?
Pasta?
Is that your final
answer?
Like
a noodle? Yeah.
What's your answer? Pasta?
A pasta or... noodle.
Okay. Let me
it's a noodle. These it's are a pasta noodle.
So fucking easy. What have I done? Quiz 316.
Why are you checking the answer on it?
Yes, a type of pasta. No, I'm double checking what it says.
I know.
Number 3 is a sweet This is actually ridiculous.
Go on.
Is a sweet potato a vegetable or a fruit?
A vegetable? That one made me nervous.
It fucking better be.
No, it might be a fruit.
Out.
Who knows?
Okay, yeah.
No, it's a root vegetable. It's a veggie.
Number 4. What is dal made from? D-A-A-L.
Dal. Milk? Like a sour cream? Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Shit.
Okay, last one.
Okay, so I got one wrong.
Yes.
Of 5? How many?
What, out of 5. What is pasta made from is your 5th question. And there are...
Egg and flour.
There are 3. I will tell you there are 3 ingredients in this answer.
What? It only needs egg. We made pasta the other day.
And was it just eggs and water?
It was.
No. Imagine mixing up eggs and water.
It was. I know. That's why I was shocked. I was like, this is crazy.
There's a massive... final component.
Oh, did I say water?
You said
eggs and water.
Eggs and water.
I meant to say flour. Okay. Eggs and flour.
And water.
And which water. Yeah. I thought I don't hear me.
Actually, I don't know what you said. All I heard was eggs and water, but you might have said eggs and flour.
Somebody tell us what I said. I think you were probably, if I had to put money on it, you knew what I said over what I said. But I think as I was thinking about water and I thought I said it all, I was like, yeah, eggs.
Okay, you got 4 out of 5.
Okay, what category do you want?
So go to the very first page.
Goddamn doll.
I'm going to do film and TV. Oh. No. I'm going to do sports and leisure.
Okay.
And you have to go to the first page of the category.
Yeah. I just feel like we should have looked into this and not done the first page. That was too easy.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I didn't look into it. So here we are. And we're not stopping now.
Okay. Wait, that is not the first page. Hold on a second. It was like wrong with.
Yeah, you have to figure it out.
Sports and leisure. It says page 282, but when I go to page 282, that's not the first page in sports.
Yeah, just it doesn't matter. Go back to sports and or go to sports
okay,
and leisure
I'm here.
To the very first page.
Oh yeah, there's different. It's like easy, but then there's different categories.
Hit
okay,
me.
So the page 1 is the FIFA World Cup.
You're joking me.
Page 1, easy, FIFA World Cup.
Wait, no, there's like 1,000 easies. Are you sure it's the first page?
Yes, sports and leisure is here.
What the fuck? Okay.
Okay. Which nation has won both the men's and women's World Cup? Where are the answers in the back?
it tells you what page it's on. Quiz. Well, I know the women. I know that USA women have won, but I don't know that USA men have won.
Quiz 271.
But I feel I don't know what other women teams have won, which is terrible. I'm going to guess Argentina.
Germany.
Well, great.
Who won the World Cup in 2018?
USA. No. I thought I was thinking women.
It says just World Cup. So I'm assuming they're being sexist, and because they're not saying who, it's probably the men.
Portugal.
France. Great. By 2020, which country had won the World Cup a record of 5 times?
Argentina.
Brazil.
It's looking like I gotta give a massage.
Who was the team captain for England when they won the World Cup in 1966?
This is a fucking joke. Like fucking Ted Lasso.
Oh, wait. Did I skip one? Oh, I skipped one, but no. Bobby Moore.
What the fuck?
Who is the record scorer in a single World Cup with 13 goals?
Messi.
Just Fontaine. Great. Good job, buddy.
Can we be honest that yours?
But why'd you pick sports and leisure?
Because that would be like, what ball is used when they play basketball? Okay,
I'm gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah,
you can pick. I will go through the next 5 categories, and you can pick one.
Okay.
And you have to get. I don't know,
I appreciate that.
All of them right.
Thank you.
Wrestling.
Okay.
Track and field.
Fuck.
Baseball.
Oh.
Olympic Games or hole in one?
Olympic Games, send it.
Okay. Hold on, let me get
I can do this. Archery. Curling.
You're not just naming what the Olympic Games are. Okay.
5 rings.
How many rings are there on the Olympic flag?
5.
Yeah, let me yep. Okay. Which Olympic stadium was nicknamed the Bird's Nest?
Ooh, I've been there. I've been in it. That is China's. Beijing.
Yes. The main stadium in Beijing for the 2008 games.
That's the one where the guy grabbed my leg.
Yeah, he snuck in.
Security guard.
Which athlete won 4 gold medals at the 1936 games?
Bobby Frick.
Yes. Jesse Owens.
Okay.
How many countries?
That sounds like way too new specific of a name.
I mean,
Jesse Owens.
I just had to
like
say that sushi has fucking rice and fish. How many countries took part in the 2008 games?
How many countries?
Yeah.
I don't even know how many countries there are.
I'll give you within like 20.
180.
So close. 204. You're 4 away from me. Okay,
shoot.
Honey. I think maybe sports and leisure is not your go-to category.
Would you have known that?
No, I wouldn't have known a single one of those.
Dang it. I'm going to bring that on our trip, and I'm going to become a...
Actually, I would have known the ones that you knew. I knew Beijing, and I knew 5.
Well.
Sometimes I say 6 accidentally, so maybe I would have got it wrong. Okay. So we haven't read the book, and we have not learned all the answers.
We've learned nothing.
We should just take a page a day and read them.
I'm just going to do the potluck section, if that is... Oh, yeah. Potluck's fun.
Yeah, should have done that.
Like... Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
next time.
For another day.
We can ask in the Discord. We can quiz people.
Oh my God. We forgot pee-pee of the fucking wiki.
Pee-pee of the wikis.
We have 2 pee-pees of the wiki.
Pee-pees of the wikis.
And that is to our group chat moderators, Gia and Ellie. They have been absolute stars.
They're so fun.
I picture them.
Not our little private group chat with them, too.
Motties and mommies. So I didn't know how important a moderator would be in Discord.
Oh, my God.
They're like the little deputies of our town.
Yeah, they're like, should we do this? Should we do this? Is this okay? People are talking about this over here. Should I have them move here? And they're so good at it and respectful. They're like, 100%. Hey, let's DM them privately. Don't want them to feel uncomfortable. They're so cute.
Are basically the mayors of Peepeeville, and they are our deputies.
Yes.
And I like to picture them with a little hat on.
Love that.
I actually do picture them that way.
Little hats on at all times?
The little, like a little policeman hat.
Like the cute little badge or something.
Yeah.
On it too.
But they're just back there chatting. And you guys are our peepees of the weekies just because you're basically doing a job and you're not getting paid for it. And we warned you that that's probably not going to be fun, but you have loved it.
Yeah, you're great at it.
You wanted it, which is even cooler.
Yeah, and you guys are forming like a fun little friendship and you're sharing like all your gossip with us, which is very fun.
Just thankful for you guys. So yeah. And if you want to join the group chat, link is in the bio of everything. So
everything everywhere all the time.
All the time. And if you want to be in the top PP only channel, that is available to our Patreon members who also get bonus content from us. And that's over on the Patreon, patreon.com/staying up.
Good job, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are you know, enjoying our last day on our honeymoon. Not honeymoon, I keep wanting to call it that. Anniversary trip right now.
Yep.
We're like probably a couple margaritas deep.
We should call it a honeymoon. Every time. That's so fun.
Okay.
Like we're going on our honeymoon.
Going on honeymoon.
Like a homa.
All right. Love you guys. We will see you next week.
Bye. Bye, peepees.